Good morning, everybody. I want to welcome everybody to this audio show called Testigo de Luz, Witness of His Light. And I just want to share with you what the Lord has been sharing with me this morning. I hope that it blesses you, that you receive it, that you walk in faith. And we begin. So what's been stirring in me is the difference between a death sentence and a life sentence. We often hear about people being convicted in prison and being sentenced to a death sentence, you know, like the electric chair or something like that. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be in prison to receive a death sentence. I mean, if you go to the doctor and the doctor tells you, hey, you got stage 4 cancer and you got 6 months, that's a death sentence, right? And when the difference between a death sentence and a life sentence is that we're all born with an expiration date. We're all born with a death sentence. The Bible says that a good long life is 8 years. So basically everybody's life sentence is 8 years. But a lot of people don't get there. It's a lot closer than, you know, than that. So people go in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Why is that? Well, this, you know, the Bible says that if you want to live a long life, then you should cling on to truth and walk away from sin. And a lot of times we're paying for the sins of the Father, and it could go traced all the way back to, you know, your silver lining to Adam and Eve, all the way back, your ancestors, all the way to Adam and Eve. And that's why, you know, there are certain families that, you know, cancer runs in it, heart attacks, things like that nature, you know. So, you know, that's what I'm talking about today, is a death sentence between a life sentence. Have you ever received a death sentence where you come in and you've had something that you've been dealing with, and all of a sudden, you know, you go to the doctor and you don't really think about anything about it, right? That they're going to give you some medication, that it's going to be over, you're going to be better, or, you know, something. But anyway, when you show up, you get a punch right in the stomach, man. The doctor says, you know what? You have stage 4 cancer. You got a month to live, or, you know, you got 3 months to live, or you got 2 years to live, or you got 5 years to live. That's like a punch to the gut right there. I mean, it's horrible. I mean, hearing the news like that, it's real horrible. Or you could be just somebody that committed a crime and went before the judge and was thinking he was going to get probation, and now it's going to be 8 years or 10 years or 25 years of life in prison. You know, that would be considered, to me, a death sentence, because you're being separated from your family. Yeah, you're still living, but you're in a different world, different part of, you know, life, being locked up behind bars. So, you know, the Bible says that it is appointed unto all men to die, and then comes the judgment. So we're all going to die. We're all going to pass away. You know, we're not going to see tomorrow. The Bible says, you know, today is the day of salvation. So we have to be aware of that and not think that we could live forever and be caught dead without Jesus. Because if you do, then your destiny is, you know, not going to be in heaven. You're going to be in hell, because you made a decision for Jesus and it wasn't the right one, right? Because the Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Well, I'm going to give you an example about, I don't care if it's a death sentence the doctor gave you or somebody gave you. I want to read something to you. Let's go to the Bible, the Holy Bible. And there it says, those days was King Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thou saith the Lord, set your house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face over the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done what that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sorely. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus saith the Lord, that God of David thy father, I have heard thy cries, and I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thee days 15 years. So here, you know, Ezekiel was giving a death sentence. And in this death sentence, it said, get your house in order because you're going to die. And he was sick already. And, I mean, this didn't just come from a doctor. This came from the prophet. So this king knew that, you know, God don't mess around. When he said something, it's going to happen. So he cried out to the Lord, and he gave back to the Lord his own words. And he cried out to the Lord for mercy. And one thing that we can understand about the Lord is that his mercy abounds. He has no limits for the mercy that he shows us, right? So guess what? The Lord heard his cries. And the Bible says that as a father, earthly father, pities his own kids, his own son, so shall the Lord pity those that love him. So the Lord is able to pity and have mercy on his kids because we love him. And that's what I'm trying to get across to you. No matter what news you receive, no matter what happens, there's always a way out. There's always, you know, crying out to the Lord that he may hear you, heal you, and extend your life. And no matter what the doctor says, that you shall live and not die, but declare the works of the Lord. All right. And I also want to talk about something very serious in today's society is suicide. Suicide, where, you know, people are taking their own lives, thinking that there's not a way out, thinking that whatever they did, the only way out is taking their own life. And the devil is such a liar. You know, the answer is to cry out to the Lord to give you a second chance. Because I'm going to tell you what, suicide is not an answer. Suicide is the death sentence for the rest of the family. Families are destroyed. Families are ruined when something as awful and so horrific happens that you think that you're helping, but you're not. You're destroying your family, your mother, your father, your brothers. They will never be the same, right? When you take your life, man, it ends everybody else's life because they feel so horrible about it. Was there something that I could have said? And that's something that the enemy, the God of this world, Satan, uses to torment. And the torment and bring, you know, just this continuous cycle of torment and torture for those loved ones that are left behind. Because they are not able to comprehend or understand why something like that would happen. So please, if you're thinking about it, I rebuke those thoughts right now in Jesus' mighty name. And I speak life to you, whoever you may be, life and abundant life, life with abundance. And I speak that God would give you knowledge and wisdom at this very minute, that God's words would come into your heart right now, that you would be able to receive Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of life, to give you a new life, a new name, that you may prosper, that you may live, that you shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord, that you may be a witness to the Lord and the mighty works that he does, that you may live, and in living, bring happiness to your family and love them, because you don't know when the end of your days will be. And so I come against that spirit of suicide. I rebuke you right now in Jesus' mighty name. And I say to everybody that's listening today, if you don't know the Lord, but you want to know the Lord, you want to be saved, pray this prayer with me, and I'll wait just a little bit with you. Heavenly Father, I come before you right now. And I know that you gave us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to be the Savior of my life. And I need a Savior. And I open my heart right now and I ask you, Jesus, come into my heart right now. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. I rebuke of all my sins. I repent of all my sins right now. And I ask you to put them on the cross right now. I bury all my sins at the foot of the cross. And I ask you, Lord, now to be the Lord and Savior of my life. And from this day forth, guide me into all truth. Keep me in the hands of the Father and save me until until I get to the other side to be with you, Lord. Holy Spirit, teach me, guide me from this day forward in Jesus' name. Satan, I come before you and I say, I'm done serving you. I serve the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Lord and Savior of my life. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, heaven and all the saints in heaven rejoice because you came home. You came into the presence of the saints and of the Lord. So I ask you, continue reading your Bible, continue listening to the word, and continue to drive on. Don't give up. Don't learn to identify God's voice versus Satan's voice. Remember, Satan has three common themes: kill, steal, and destroy. If those thoughts come into your mind, get into God's word, and His word will overcome the devil's words. And I'm so glad that you made a decision for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I bless you right now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Until we meet again. This is Rick Lopez. And I bless you. Goodbye and have a great day.